Well, welcome everybody. Looks like we still have a few people coming in. So grateful to have everyone online here and just sharing in this shared radiation that we have going on that just keeps building and building. So I'm just so happy to be with you all tonight. We're going to start out with Lana doing an opening prayer, an invocation, and we'll just dive in from there.
Great. Thank you, Cece. Let's just take a moment and get settled in as we land in this space together. Take a deep breath. Give yourself permission to let all the thoughts about the day be set aside as you bring your full presence into this moment. Breathing and noticing the subtle shift already occurring in your body, in the space around you, and together in this sacred container. Centering now in the divine presence of the Holy One who dwells within. May our hearts and our minds soften even more so that we have a greater capacity to receive the divine gifts that are ours to receive. As this holy presence brings us exactly what we need in each moment. Breathing, opening, softening, knowing that in this space, everything is in perfect, divine, right order. Tuning in now to the amplified love frequency that's radiating from this center. May this heavenly vibratory field ripple out into the collective human consciousness and bless us all. Amen.
Beautiful, Lana. Thank you so much for setting the space and the tone so powerfully. Grateful for that. So welcome, everybody. I'm so excited to be presenting and focusing tonight's service. I'm telling you, it's been a rich few weeks. There's, from the talk that David gave a few weeks ago around thinking as a spiritual practice, and then how we've moved into the morphic field, and then in Oren's presentation, kind of giving a more scientific approach about it. But what I want to bring tonight is like how all of those ideas are coming, just to bring them all together and to also focus on the feeling aspect, what we feel, you know, the thought and the feeling, they go together, but the feeling part is the prayer. How we feel is the prayer, and how much more masterful we are at that, the greater we are at influencing the morphic field, the greater manifestors, creator beings we are as we start to master that thought and feeling realm. But tonight is about focusing, you know, really on that feeling realm and touching in on imagination and how that affects everything. So I thought it would be wise. I found a video that really captures a lot of the things we've been talking about these past few weeks, and also brings into focus this, what I want to bring tonight is about feeling. Feeling is the prayer, how to pray powerfully. And so I'm going to go ahead and invite Jim to play this video, and it's about 10 minutes, but no, you won't be bored for a single moment.
Ask and you shall receive. I know people that ask and ask and ask and nothing happens. Because the asking is not done with the voice. When we lost the texts, when we lost the words, in our biblical texts that tell us that feeling is the prayer, we began to believe that the words are the prayer. That if we say the right words, the right time of day, or the right number of times, that somehow magically a prayer will happen. And when our prayer is not answered, we become frustrated and we think prayer doesn't work. The science that tells us that we are connected to everything in our world, and that the language of our heart is a language that affects our world. Number one, that all matter is connected. Number two, that there is a field of energy that exists in what we used to think of as the empty space. This field is called the divine matrix, the field, the mind of God, nature's mind, quantum hologram, all different names for this field. Number three, that when we create the right feeling inside of our bodies, in our hearts, that we make changes in the field beyond our bodies. In a Tibetan monastery, 17,000 feet above sea level in the Himalayan mountains, this man is telling us the secret that was lost in our Christian and Jewish traditions when the edits were taken in from the books. And they practice and they live this. Feeling is the prayer. The words are not the prayers. The feeling is the prayer. Feeling is the prayer. This is what is taught in those Tibetan monasteries. The monks know it. The nuns know it. They have taught it. They have practiced it for 1,700 years. There's a catch. Not just any feeling creates the desired effect. Rumi says, out beyond the ideas of wrongdoing and right doing, says, out beyond our place of judgment, of right and wrong, there's a field. Rumi even calls it a field. He said, there's a field. I will meet you there. What is this place? The place where the feelings occur that create the healing and the miracles is a place that is beyond judgment and beyond ego. It cannot happen in the mind. It must happen in our hearts. One word in Cherokee traditions that means single eye of the heart. The one eye of the heart that sees what is, not the judgment or the bias or the fear. That word is Shante Ishta. That is the part of you where your power lives to heal your body, to heal the bodies of others, to create peace in your world. It's in the place beyond judgment and beyond ego. What is the force that connects everything in the universe? Compassion. Is compassion an experience that we feel in our heart, or is compassion the force that connects the universe? That you and I are capable. We can have a feeling in our hearts. It's the feeling that the universe is made of. Compassion is both the force that connects and the feeling that we experience. And that is what makes compassion so very powerful. A lot of compassion is the ability to see the world for what it is, rather than our judgments of what we make it. So the ancient instructions, how do we do this? The instructions are very precise. In the Buddhist traditions, and what we're finding in Tibet, number one, they're saying that to create the healing, to create the peace, to create the miracles, first, we must feel as if the miracles have already happened without judgment, without ego. And that's hard for the Western mind. So first we must do this, to feel as if our prayers have already been answered without judgment, without ego. How many have heard of the Lost Gospel of Thomas? The Lost Gospel of Thomas is powerful because it is believed to be the actual words of Jesus as he was teaching those around him how to use the power of human emotion in his life. To unleash the force of the divine matrix in our lives, first, we have to understand how it works. and the science tells us how it works. Secondly, we must speak the language that the divine matrix recognizes, and science cannot tell us that. That comes from our past, from our culture, from our history, from those who have learned and used this language for thousands of years. What did Jesus and what did the great masters say about this language? Because it's the same whether you're talking Buddhist or Hindu or Christian, pre-Christian traditions, they're all telling us that there is a field of energy and that we have the language to use that field. This is an actual page out of the Gospel of Thomas. In the Gospel of Thomas, two very important keys. This was written right around 300 years after the time of Jesus. We must, that feeling is the prayer, one. Two, that we must feel as if our prayers have already been answered. An Egyptian monastery with the texts that used to be our tradition before they were edited, and we're going to look at the instructions that tell us how to do that. Gospel of Thomas, if you have a copy of the Gospel of Thomas, this is verse 106, translated from the Nag Hammadi Library. It says, when you make the two, thought and emotion, one, you will say to the mountain, mountain, move away, and the mountain will move away. Saying that when you can marry your thought and your emotion into one single potent force, that is when you have the power to speak to the world. Secondly, when you make the two one, the two, thought and emotion, when the two become one in our hearts, we create the feelings in our bodies. When thought and emotion become one, the Gospel of Thomas, another verse. Now this is verse 48. It says almost the same thing. This was so important that it was recorded at least three different times in the same gospel. Look at what this says. If the two make peace with each other in this one house, when Jesus is talking about the house or the temple, what is he talking about? Precisely you. You are the house. You are the temple. If the two make peace with each other in this house, if thought and emotion become one, if they make peace with each other in this house, look what happens. They will say to the mountain, move away, and it will move away. He's telling us again, in a completely different verse, how powerful it is to marry thought and emotion. But they still haven't told us how. How do you do this? In the early Christian Bible, your Bible today, there is a passage. How many have heard, ask and ye shall receive? Have you heard that before? The asking is not done. Please, please bring this to my world. That's not asking. To ask, we must speak to the field, to the divine matrix, in the language the field recognizes. In a language that's meaningful, the field doesn't recognize our voice. It recognizes the power of our heart. Our heart, we have a feeling, creates electrical waves, magnetic waves. That's the language the field recognizes. So when you create the feeling in your heart as if your prayer is already answered, that creates the electrical and the magnetic waves that bring that answer to you. They took out the two sentences that tell us how to ask. Into the original Aramaic, it begins, it looks very similar. So this is the retranslated version with the missing pieces. All things that you ask straightly, directly from inside my name, you will be given. It says, so far you've not done this, because if we ask with our voice, we have not done this. Ask without hidden motive and be surrounded by your answer. Be enveloped by what you desire, that your gladness be full. It's not saying to speak a word. It's saying to be surrounded, to feel as if. If you are surrounded, you are feeling as if your answer has already happened. Be enveloped by what you desire. Because that is when your thought and your emotion become one. You think the thought of the healing in your loved ones, and you feel the love of that thought. They become one, and that is the language that this field recognizes. This is precisely what the Buddhists are telling us. Ask without the judgment of the right or the wrong or the good or the bad. Ask without the ego. Ask from the heart, feeling from the result as if it's already happened.
Thank you, Jim. So hopefully I chose wisely in trying to bring something that really pulls together all that we've been moving through the last few weeks. I know a couple of weeks ago when David was focusing the service, a big part of that was, how are you feeling? And here we are in this time. Am I the only one who's like feeling a lot of things right now? You know, there's a lot of feeling happening. There's a lot of things happening in our field. And I just felt it's been kind of a buildup for me. And working with these ideas, you know, part of what I know everyone's heard me pray, but that is very much a part of how I was trained. That form of prayer that I do is spiritual mind treatment. And it is that same principle of really, when people who you can really feel the prayers because they're feeling the prayer. That's what's happening in them. And also in the languaging of that, you know, we got to think about in our languaging when we're praying or we're affirming something, the words that bring a feeling of power are words like I am, or I know, it is so. Oftentimes, you know, people sometimes like I will, or please, you know. So just wanted to kind of bring that into the mix here as we contemplate these things around the feeling prayer. And the other piece I wanted to kind of touch in on tonight, which has really to do with this, another thing that's been moving with me is imagination. I watched a video a few days ago by Neville Goddard that talked about imagination. And there was a piece of that that I just realized, you know, how much am I really using my imagination consciously? It's like when we're imagining something, we're conscious about what it is we are dreaming about. And just noticing that, you know, yeah, I pray, so my prayers are part of that, but what do I do in my imagination? So I wanted to bring this in relationship to how we move. Like right now, there's so much that's happening. I don't know about you, but there are people in my life who are in crisis right now. Right? And sometimes when people are in crisis, they may not be in communication. They may be acting out in some way. There may be some dissension. So it was really cool because I actually worked with this a little bit in imagining, using my imagination in regards to my relationships. So I'd like to do a little meditation with you all and play with this in this realm. We're talking about thought, feeling, and that's our imagination, and how we can practically use it and start to develop that more and more in ourselves for very practical things. Let me go ahead and share my screen here. So I'm just going to invite everyone to go within. Go ahead and close your eyes. And let's start by just taking some breaths. Consciously relaxing the heart. Taking slow, mindful breaths. Attention on your heart space. Mm-hmm. yourself to think of something that you're really grateful for right now. Let's just try to bring up this feeling of gratitude and appreciation for someone or something. Allowing our hearts to soften and open once again. I'd like to bring to your awareness, I invite you to bring to your awareness a person or a situation happening, where there might be some discord. As you bring this person into it, I invite you to come together, knowing that as you come together to have this talk, this discussion, just tuning in to what it is that you desire. What do you desire to have happen here? What is the feeling that you desire for them and for yourself? For the next minute or so, just have a conversation with this person, knowing and feeling this desire that you've named to be fulfilled. Conversation with this individual. Your surroundings. That is happening between you now. So I invite you to wrap up any conversation you may be having. Imagination of this world. Feeling the feeling of the desire fulfilled. To say your goodbyes as you each go your own way until you begin. And when you're ready, I'll invite you to just open your eyes and come back. So now we're going to do listening pairs. And so Jim's going to go ahead and break you guys out into pairs. I know there might be some of you that have an extra person there, but that's okay. We'll flow with that. And I just, you know, just to discuss any insights from the presentation and the meditation, whatever excited you, any aha moments. And we'll do this for like 5 minutes. So plan on taking, you know, 2.5 minutes each, or if there happen to be three people in the room, you might have to shorten it a little bit. We're going to take 5 minutes and go into listening pairs.
Okay, here we go.
Is everybody back? Oh, we got a couple more coming in.
The time went fast.
It did. Well, luckily, we have more time for this kind of sharing. I know this is such a rich thing, and I mean, I can't tell you how powerfully these concepts have been moving and being more aware in myself. So I just want to open up conversation. We'll chat for a few minutes here. If anybody would like to make a comment, please just be mindful if there's other ones looking like they're unmuting and getting ready to talk. So just a sharing.
I just wanted to say that the person I was partnered with is somebody that I really don't get to chat with that often. But whenever I do, it's no such thing as a chat. It is always so deep and so profound. And it's inevitably a blessing. So I thank my partner very much.
For me, I think going into any kind of situation with an emptiness or an openness allows the surprising response to come through. So I always try and go into a situation without any judgment or any preconceived ideas, and I allow a space for whatever comes through to come through. And it always surprises me in the format it comes through in and how it manifests. And I feel the blessing of that energy when you surrender to it and really trust it, it actually happens with that openness and, you know, with a clear mind and with a clear heart. And it's just, it manifests such magical things. So I hope people can enter into that with an open, energetic clarity to any situation they find themselves going into.
Thank you, Karen. I would love to hear Jane or David or someone talk about the comparison and the contrast between what Greg Braden was talking about with the feeling realm and praying within the feeling realm, and feeling, it's not the words, it's the feeling, and this auric presence that we talk about, and pneumoplasm and substance. So I would love to hear that. Thanks.
Well, in keeping the context to the actual conversation taking place right now that I'm very grateful for, I really want to reflect the level of vulnerability and transparency that we were able to step into in these dyads of our own inner reflections. And I was surprised by how it was like Cease's words through the meditation kind of took me to a bit of like a crescendo almost. And then to it with like the thought and like the imagery and the feeling realm. And then when I was able to attempt to articulate what it was that, that I was reflecting on, it just kind of like blasted open into like this aha experience that kind of had a way of synthesizing what all those emotions were that kind of felt ephemeral in some way, because I was taken into like, I don't know, like that alpha beta state, and then to be able to like to like transition it into word and into a like a higher level of manifestation, I think actually is a part of creating like the morphic field and the pneumoplasm into a manifest form. And then I'll say like, and then a manifest destiny that we can then begin to acknowledge and like lean into once we know the feeling of it, right? Like that feeling that was being spoken of. So very grateful. Thank you for that.
Thank you, Rachel.
Well, Cece, I was just thinking about what you said in relation to the Radiant Attunement group that some of us are involved in. We have a group that offers healing energy on Wednesday and Friday mornings. And we intensify the energy because there are several of us doing it together. And it's really an opportunity to do what you were suggesting, and that is to marry thought and emotion, thought and feeling, to actually imagine as we are bringing this healing energy to a person on the list that they are already receiving that healing energy, and you visualize them as already being healed. You have a vision of them being made new in that moment. And that, to me, is the use of divine imagination. It's not idle imagination. It is divine imagination. I feel this is really part of our healing process. And when I experience this in the midst of our group, it is so so satisfying and so invigorating to me to know that that healing energy is pouring out of me, and at the same time, it's being received so beautifully by the person to whom I am giving it.
Thank you, Jerry.
Jerry, thank you for your prayer. I have the same prayer, and I share the same prayer. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, everybody. One of the things, like for me, I really wanted to introduce this idea of using our imagination when it comes to our relationships sometimes, because sometimes it gets tough. And I was actually in the room with Tom, and one of the things I know as a spiritual practitioner, I know that every attunement server understands this. Sometimes when you're in close relationship with someone and the emotions there, it's really hard to have a demonstration because we have our own emotions, we have our own hurts, we have our own things in direct relationship with that person. So I thought our imagination, you know, is like, that's just been resonating with me so much, is like to imagine. And in that, I did some work around what's happening for my sister. There's a lot of things going on in my family that is, you know, brings up fear. And actually, it's really easy to imagine the worst thing happening. You know, how many times does that happen? We get caught up in our personal relationships. So I just wanted to kind of bring that to us, you know, because we all deal with that on some level, you know, in our work relationships and our romantic relationships and family relationships and friendships. Sometimes things go a little sideways. And it's like, we have this tool, we have this power of thought and emotion and imagination. Are those two things married, really? And having a conversation and seeing it and feeling it is done as if the relationship or the person is healed. So I just really wanted to bring that tonight because I know how much that has helped me to work with things and shift with things and just move in this experience that we're all going through, which is in some points kind of intense, especially when there's people that we love who are suffering. And so I just wanted to bring that into the mix tonight. And again, so much has moved for me over the last few weeks that I really felt inclined to try to do a summary in the best way I could. So that seemed like the thing to do, and introduce something maybe a little bit more intensely. So I would like to, what we're going to do next is we're going to play with imagination a little bit more. First, I'd like to play the song Imagine from John Lennon, if you'd like to cue that up, Jim. And have us just be with that. Here is our world going through some stuff, and we are creator beings, and we can imagine something new. We are imagining it. We've been imagining it for a long time. I'm pretty sure that that's what Yoronda had in mind in the very beginning, this imagining of our world regenerated and humanity spiritually regenerated. So let's listen to that song and let it take us where it usually does. And we'll come back and do a little group imagining.
Imagine there's no heaven. Choose if you try. Sky.
Thank you, Jim. Yay. Got a little teary as we're talking about this and just the presence of love that's so abundantly flowing tonight in this container. So we're going to do a little imagining after listening to that song and tuning into what we imagine for our world. I'm going to invite everyone in the chat to write something. I imagine a world that, and put in there what you imagine. Just keep it simple. I imagine a world that, and go ahead and type it in your chat. And as they're coming through, Lana will read them as they come through, affirm them.
I imagine people who aren't mean to one another,
I know and trust everyone I meet. I imagine a world full of love and union, is free and healthy. I imagine a world without separation. Imagine a world with no boundaries. Cares and supports for every person is made of pure love. I imagine a world that is filled with ease and grace, of giving and receiving. I imagine a world where all children are safe to play and laugh. I imagine a world where there is the highest honor between people. I imagine a world of compassion, a world full of healthy beings. I imagine a world without suffering, a world of loving resonance. I imagine a world of one people, of kindness. I imagine a world where truth is the natural state, where people that see beyond the pain projected and see the longing of love. I imagine a world of joy, creativity, beauty, and abundance for all. I imagine a world of beauty filled with art, music, and highest ceremony, filled with peaceful people. I imagine a world of health, prosperity, harmony, unity, and divine freedom. I imagine a world that cannot be manipulated, a world of freedom. I imagine a world where love is the standard for relating to each other. No hunger. I imagine a world where countries don't compete as better than others, but celebrate the vibrant differences and gifts. Of no judgment. A world free of judgment. I imagine peace, harmony, beauty, and care for all. Of acceptance. Where people take full responsibility for their entire experience. I imagine a world that is simply beautiful and strong. I imagine a world where different perspectives are seen. I imagine these words are reality among us, the truth of our reality in living now. I imagine a world where everyone is equal and appreciates one another. A world where truth prevails over all and where all promotes health and well-being. Of simple beauty.
Beautiful. Thank you all for imagining together the world that we want to create, that we desire. So we're going to just take a little time here, a time of attunement. We're going to kind of ground all this and send this amazing love energy, this beautiful imagining that we've created here tonight, and send it out into the world. So I'll invite everyone to just breathe in to the substance of life that is so powerfully flowing through each of us, that divine love, that peace, that beauty in this moment. I know that the love that is radiating out from this grouping of souls is moving out into the world. This divine love goes exactly where it's needed the most. I know that as we become more and more masterful with thoughts and feelings, the world that we are imagining comes into form. I know that this current of divine love is bringing peace where it is most needed, that it is bringing wholeness and healing. I know that this divine love surrounds the Mother Earth, that she is protected. I know that where this love lands brings the ability to forgive, brings the ability to let go of what doesn't serve us anymore, brings the ability to surrender into love. This light, this love, where it lands, brings a greater realization of oneness for all. Right here and now, there is a blessing for humanity and the earth as a whole, for each of us. Grateful to know that it is so. Amen. Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much for your hearts and your minds this evening. Thank you for that energy that was created there in that attunement. So just bless you all. Thank you for being here. And let's open up those mics and just declare our love for each other and wish each other a good night.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, everyone.
Good night.
Bye. Much love to all. Bye. 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 Bye.